challenge, because it's a challenge, because there are so much experience. Of course, I know everybody has that, but for, I don't know,
How many times have you done the race?
How many times in this race?
This is my third race. 10 days.
You did 10 days, and 10 days, and 10 days.
Third time. Yes, yes.
You obviously were very close to Yuri at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Did that put pressure on you to try and match his running?
Slowly, I'm not a very slowly, and maybe simply, simply words.
Okay. Is it important to compete with other people here?
Yes, it happens. You fall in some competition, but at the at my case, there is some results in my vision. For example, last time, it was 2 years ago, I see before my arriving, I see the goal. It was a 1,000 kilometers, and when I ask Sahishnu and Rupartar, they don't want to, they not allow me to run because my first run was not so successful. But I ask, but I had a vision.
Of running 1,000 kilometers.
First time was, excuse me, what was the question?
You said you had a vision of running or running a certain number?
I had a feeling that I can run 1,000 kilometers, and even it was firstly it was permitted for me to run. I asked twice because I had confirmed that I can do it, and Sahishnu and Rupantar second time said, okay, you can run. Oh, sorry.
You having a cramp?
Don't know.
So what happened just now? You had to stop and stretch. You had
yes, just now.
Yeah,
I feel some kind of pain. Which I don't like. Okay.
Very few pain does anybody like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that time, 2 years ago, I came to New York and ran after permission and finished my race with 1,002 kilometers. I reached my goal before half an hour of the race. It was a miracle for me. It was unbelievable that.
Because you saw that you could do it, and you were able to complete your vision.
And I tried to do it. This time I also had some, I don't know what the word particular in English, result maybe. And this is the main what in front of me to reach my goal this time. But in the process, of course, happens you fall in this competition and try to show the better results of the day, and it can be not always according to your capacity. Can I say? Okay, but for me, and this is a very significant thing. For me, this race, it's absolutely inner spiritual way, movement. This is a race, especially for me, for diving in my own spirituality. 1 second, 5 seconds silence, please. This race, there is a lot of time to dedicate it to our path, prayers, songs, and so on. For example, for me, it's right to offer my sincere, deepest gratitude. Each lab for the same times on the lab.
So that example, that spot was the place.
For example, this corner was one of them. I try to offer my gratitude to the Supreme, and I do it every lab with my first lab, and this is a part of my spiritual. Living in this race. Of course, I try to run. I try to sing most popular, most significant songs. Guru. Usually, I lived in village, and singing still running. It's my lifestyle.
Singing while you're running.
Yes, I singing while I running. Songs, for example, my Lord, beloved Supreme, and my Supreme, both very liked me, and usually I run and I singing while running.
Do you sing out loud or do you sing to yourself?
It's different way.
Okay.
For example, I can here I can say it in silence. In my home, I can say loud. Then, of course, there are a lot of prayer, which in this race has a most most powerful significance, because you very sincerely cry when you have some problems, and problems you know always on the race. There are a lot of miracles has our body. Ask.
No, I was going to say that these experiences really can only happen here for you in some way.
Hmm?
They only happen here. At the race,
this is
most powerful.
This is it's like some possibility to dive much more and to make fastest progress. For example, the next thing which I has, it's Japa. For example, today is 1200 ohm, still beginning. Since 500, 600, and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
Each lap, when I start this, each lap has 100 repeating, and it's very helpful. This is the better laps in the day.
Vladimir, some people smile a lot. Some people are serious a lot. Some people who are smiling are not smiling inside. Some people on the outside are not smiling, but they're smiling on the inside. Which would describe you, you think?
When I in process of spiritual, for example, reading or singing, I can't be smiling for everybody. I deep and I try to be consciousness and silence. For example, I try not to run with others runners, to stay alone, hold the distance, because it's self-transcendence, not distance for walking and conquer the distance with anybody helps.
Okay.
It's okay.
You're on your own.
Hmm?
You do it. You have to do it by yourself.
Yeah. That's why it can be seemed that I am not always smiling. But of course, there is some pain. There is some tiredness, and which not allow to smile sincerely every time. It's clear. And of course, I think it's must be clear that not we have the capacity, and something come in us and make in us this this
transformation, change.
I don't know how to say in English.
Say it for me in Ukrainian or Russian.
Okay. Продви, как сказать, этого движения, этого, ну, потока, что ли.